My name is Mark Kurz. I am 55 years old. Today is July 22nd, 2020. And I'm speaking with Catherine Kurz, who's my mother. And we're recording this interview at her home in Brighton, in Rochester, New York. So, Mom, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life? Kindest. It's a hard question.
It's a hard question. Probably your father has been the the kindest. He was many things, but he was a kind person. Mm-hmm. And would help look out, take responsibility for things that...
How do you remember that?
Well, there are a couple times that I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the time that Lynn and Larry came to our house, came to move. They were going to move.
Yeah.
And Lynn... Lynn had to stay at her job down in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
She was still working, and Larry had brought the kids and a truck or something up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Larry wanted to go back by himself, and so suddenly, all three kids were with Ann's apartment, and I was taking care of Ann because she'd had surgery.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I thought, I can't manage all this.
Yeah.
And so I said to Dad, can you take the older two kids? And I'll keep Connor. He was just a year.
Yeah.
And I can do Connor and Ann. I can manage the two of them. And Dick did. And he managed fine with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come and visit maybe, not every day, but it would, it was back and forth to see how things were going. But he was... He understood the situation that I was in with, I couldn't handle all the kids.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that...
Is he kind to you in other ways?
He was kind that he would suggest things. He would suggest if we were going to have a party, what food to have, and he often would help fix it too.
Yeah.
He liked to cook.
Yeah.
And that was good.
He did like to cook. Yeah.
Because if I had the kids, I can remember we would have people that came to our house from his job at Kodak.
Yeah.
And I would be I'd have to feed the kids, and I was feeding Ann, and not realizing that I was like, come on, eat, you've got to do that. I've got to do this. And then she'd throw up. And I just sort of made it worse.
Yeah.
So, but he helped.
He helped a lot.
With that, if I would take care of the kids, he would take care of them.
Yeah, everything else.
Setting up tables and things, so.
Another quick question here. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? Not necessarily Dad, right? And what lessons did that person teach you?
I think a lot about Martha Young, and we would go down and stay with them. I mean, she just never said, oh no, you can't come, or no, we're busy that weekend. She was very open and willing to do that, and she would plan meals, but I also then I would say to Dick, you know, go out and get something. We're going to have bring yeah. dinner in because this can't go on.
Yeah.
But, and she was working while she was doing it too. She was working with Dave in his office.
Yeah.
This sort of a bookkeeper, secretary. I think she waited when people came in.
How did you and Martha meet?
We went to Nazareth College together. And my freshman year, I roomed with a nurse. And she had a room by herself. She was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
Martha did.
Yeah. Martha had the
room. Was she also a freshman?
She was a freshman too. Mm-hmm. But what happened is the nurses had classes when they were freshmen, but sophomore and junior year, they left the campus and they went to, some of them went to Elmira, mm-hmm. To the hospital down there, or they went to other places where they got other experiences. And so mm-hmm. a whole group of the nurses had been rooming with people on the floor, but they left. And so my roommate was a nurse and she left.
Yeah.
And so Martha and I had met each other, and maybe it was Geneva, Clifton Springs, it was two things, you know.
Yeah.
And so we decided that we would room together then. And so
second year, okay.
So she and I roomed together, and I got to know her family, mm-hmm. and
Was this before she met Dave or no?
Yes, okay. Yes, it was before, because we were sophomores, and she was, we'd have rooms upstairs, and we were in a double room.
Mm-hmm.
There was a place for one TV that was in sort of a sitting room that was maybe as big as this kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and different things.
Yeah.
And so we sometimes would spend some time down there, just we could see a newspaper or mm-hmm. see other people or whatever, but we didn't do it a lot. But Martha was there reading a newspaper, and Dick came in,
mm-hmm.
and said he knew Marianne Hanlon, who was from Geneva. Mm-hmm. She was older than both of us, but she knew Martha and Marianne knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick said, I'm trying to fix up this fellow, and I'm looking, I've got one name.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Martha Sullivan. And Martha had a newspaper.
She looks up, what?
What is this, you know? And it turned out that it was Dave Young.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so then they, within
that was freshman year or sophomore year?
That was sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So she started dating him, but it was sort of a fire. He was going to Fisher, mm-hmm. and she was, so it wasn't often, but they did see each other. I know Dave went down to Geneva, took her home one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to kiss her goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other kids, you know, I mean, Martha was one of eight children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he just said, well, Martha, I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, the kids.
Wow.
So I heard a lot about this. In fact,
mm-hmm.
when I was a freshman, I think it was my freshman year, and I knew Martha, her mother came up. Her mother was pregnant with their eighth child.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wow. That family.
Would you say she was your best friend?
Yes, I think that we mm-hmm. we became two.
Through the years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That we had. And then we roomed together freshman or sophomore year and junior year, and then senior year,
mm-hmm.
most of the seniors went over to the house on the hill, which is, it's now the French House, but it was Le Puy.
It's still on campus?
Still on campus. And there weren't a lot of double rooms, but there was a room over the garage, so it was big.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the nurses and Martha and I did that, but we Martha and I were together on one side of the room and the other nurses were on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there were four of us in the room and it was fine. And that was the year, that was our senior year, and she and Dave were pinned, they were mm-hmm. gonna get together, and he was out in, they were out in Illinois. He was out in Illinois at going mm-hmm. to school, and he went with Dad, Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he would write to Martha and say, well, Dick and I did such and such, because they were good mm-hmm. friends. Then Martha would write back and say, well, Kay and I did this. And so
mm-hmm.
she would then read me part of Dave's letter, not the whole letter, but,
mm-hmm.
but the letter about Dick. And mm-hmm. Dave would do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
read what Martha had written about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad and I learned about each other, got to know just through letters that
mm-hmm.
we weren't
yeah.
didn't even write.
As secondary characters.
Yes, right. Oh, dear. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that I think Dad would say that Dick was his best friend growing up and for all through college, certainly. And they were close.
Of course, Dick's dad.
Mm-hmm.
was a hands-on person.
Yeah.
But he was machine.
Yeah, manual labor and machinist.
Yeah, and he had said to Dick, he had to go out several times and try, you
mm-hmm.
know, well, and then Dick would do something with the drill multiple
mm-hmm.
times, and Dad cursed him. Well, how do you feel about this? Think you like to do this for a whole week?
Yeah.
And, well, I'm not so sure.
Not
so.
Really, yeah.
So Dick went to school with Dave Young. Dave Young's father worked at Kodak.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had, and he was a chemist.
Mm-hmm.
So Dick oftentimes went to Young's and they did their homework together. But Dr. Young
yeah.
was instrumental in a broadening Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just the work
in
the
way
garage.
That Grandpa couldn't.
No,
yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, Dad learned from Grandpa many
mm-hmm.
things, but he didn't learn this.
Yeah.
Additional
yeah.
learning about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Dick and Dave were just good
yeah.
friends, and we,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Young was,
mm-hmm.
he looked out for Dick too. And so.
Why do you think you and Martha hit it off so well?
I don't know. We weren't out to do big projects.
Mm-hmm.
We had our homework and we did it. And she was,
mm-hmm.
she was different. She was going to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a different English course from me. And I had another course, and
mm-hmm.
she had a speech course, and I didn't take that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess we just felt comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
And
did you learn anything from her?
Well, yes, I've learned that you can do some, you know, a lot more than you think you
yeah.
can. So,
yeah. Quite a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe a related question. I don't know. What advice do you wish you could have given your younger self? You know, when you were younger, that you've since learned.
I think I never have been one to speak up or run a meeting or something. I will hold back. I will watch. Mm-hmm. I will give some advice or give my thoughts, but I'm not interested in doing that. She was probably a little more aggressive than I, but
who?
Martha.
Oh, but for yourself, what advice would you give yourself?
Probably that I should have spoken up more.
Can you remember a time, anything specifically, or any issues that you wish you'd been more vocal?
Not offhand. I worked with you kids, and you kids did lots. I mean, you would drag me, or I would be involved in what you were doing, but I probably was not one to say, well, let's have a party.
Yeah.
If somebody else said, let's have a party, I said, okay, and then, you know, I'll...
Yeah.
But...
Mm-hmm. But it worked out okay. Do you wish you'd been more vocal when you were younger? Or even now, or...
No, I don't think so. I think I let Dad do it. I mean, and he enjoyed it, and that was fine. You know, I would sort of, how do I want to say it?
Fill in the spaces.
Soften him up or something.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you know, think about this. You know,
sometimes he would go really be out there.
But he was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked a little bit earlier about, you know, your job doing taxes. I don't know how many years you did it, but
I think it was 11 or 12 11 years
with Mr. Graham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with H&R Block. What did you like about that?
I liked it because it was working with numbers, and I did meet some different people, and it wasn't a noisy place. And if I could help somebody else, you know, to show them the way, I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Of course, I'd grown up with my math background in high school and college, majored in math, and just went on with that and taught it when I was at Brighton. So
just made
that was sort was, of the.
It was a practical application of, but you had to keep up on all the rules too, right?
Yes, well, it was easy.
Just following the, why'd you stop?
I think I've forgotten. I'm trying to think if it was when Anne came back from college or whether I was still doing it. I've sort of forgotten about dates. But once she came back from college and was living at home for a little bit, or even from then on, she moved in with Terry Abrams, I think, was down at
Manhattan Square,
and that worked fairly well because she was lived with, but then she got married. She got married, and Anne was moved into a single parse, and then she had aides that would come from an agency, and I was called in to
back up,
or the aide wouldn't show up. Usually if the aide came Saturday morning, Sunday or Saturday night, they didn't want to work.
Yeah,
you know, that was, they'd go have a party.
Yeah. But you enjoyed doing taxes.
But I enjoyed doing taxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I understood it, and I finally I found read through this and I thought, well, yeah, this is right. I don't know why I was so muddled when Lynn came, and I was, and I think her explanation to me was different from what I expected or something. I think it just was.
Well, it's just different. It's a different way. She'd just done them. So, I know you used to give tax advice to each of us kids too. Mm-hmm. We'd always ask you. I know for myself, I remember getting out of college and having to fill out taxes, and it was easy to say, "Mom, what do I do here?" It's almost too easy because you never really had to pay attention. You just fill this form out in that one.
Yeah.
Well, you were good at it. I remember Mr. Graham saying that he was always amazed because I don't know if you would proofread each other's returns.
Yeah, sometimes we would.
And
yes.
He said, never found any mistakes on yours. He was always amazed at that. He says, usually everyone makes a mistake and then you find them. He says, your mother never makes a mistake. So. Good at it, so. Before I finish here, do you have any favorite stories from your marriage with Dad?
Favorite stories. Nothing comes to mind. I remember different stories. The first Christmas that we were together, he came down to Clifton Springs, and he had wrapped some glass, I don't know, probably dip bowls that you could, that I think Grandma Kerr's had. I don't think he bought them. I think she had somewhere else. So what he did is he went out to load the trunk of his car. And he did. He put some things in, but he put some things on the ground first. And he promptly got in and rolled over one of them. And then he thought, oh, what am I going to do now? Well, fortunately, Grandma had three or four of these things. Yeah. So... There were things like that, but he was very sincere and wanted to do the right thing and was interested. So,
you guys, you honeymooned, and
we went to we left Bellhurst, and we went to. I think is it St. John's or John's? I think it's St. John's. It's near Schenectady. It's not quite as to Albany.
Okay, yeah.
That he had thought that would be a good place to go. And we planned to go up to Massachusetts and so that was sort of on the way. Mm-hmm. And I can remember, so we got there. I was exhausted. And we got up the next morning and we went to Mass, and from the wedding and planning and all these things. And we got back to the hotel and they had closed their dining room. And Dad went up and asked one of the ladies, and he said, do you think you could serve just a little breakfast? Doesn't have to be a lot to us. I said, my wife is really tired. Yeah. Or something he told her. They did. They came here. They let us. So we went back and we packed up and we went to the Cape.
Okay. Do you remember where you were on Cape Cod?
I can't remember the name of the place.
Falmouth or Chatham or
Hyannis. We moved in. We found a motel that I really liked, and I'm one that I don't leave stuff in the suitcase. I usually I would lay it out, And then Dick had not, he didn't have a lot of money. I mean, he, and so he said, well, he says, I think we should, that we should look for another one that's a little, little less money. And I said, oh, I said, I've got stuff all arranged here. Yeah. It was a, so he, we did stay there three or four nights.
Splurged.
And then we went to Boston and we met a fellow that who, that Dick knew from Illinois that came and we, he actually arranged a motel for us near there. So we saw them and stayed at the motel and then we left and came back down by Connecticut. And Connecticut had some pretty beaches. So we decided, well, we have time. This was a Sunday that we came down and we were going to go down to this place. We had a motel because Dick was going to get a job. He was going to look at a job, job offer there. And they wanted me to see that. In fact, when we got there, the lady took me around and looked at housing and the schools and this type of thing. But anyway, we saw this beach, so we said, well, let's go. So in the car that we had, we had a bar in the back street and we had all our clothes hung up on it, you know. I mean, just... I had
your closet.
I had my overnight case. I had put my... I'd taken my rings off, put them in my... in there. Yeah. I had lipstick. I had, you know, just toiletries. I did have some... jewelry, but I don't even remember what it was. And so, Dad, we went to, did we change there? I think we changed there. I think we put up the doors, didn't we? Anyway, we put stuff back, and Dad took his watch and put it in the glove compartment. And so it was here. And he had his missile from church that he put here next to it. So we left. We got down to the beach, and Dad was going to come back for something. And then we said, oh, I don't know, an extra towel. I don't even remember what it was. Nothing really important. And we said, no, let's just wait. So we waited. We came back, and then we realized that the car had been broken into. And I was, I had thought my overnight case... that I maybe had left it outside. You know, at first I thought, well, that it was my fault for doing that. But then we realized that, and there was a camera in the middle of the front seat, that they had tried to open the glove compartment from underneath. They had torn it, but they ran into the missile. So Dad's watch was there. And so we remembered that. But I just, I felt sort of washed out. And so we went on to Bound Brook, and a lady showed me, well, we got in the car when we were down there, and I think Dad was trying to cheer me up, and he was said, well, let's just ride to the beach from here, from northern New Jersey, it was. And so we got in the car, we drove for an hour, just lots of cars. And we looked at each other and we said, this is ridiculous. We turned around and went back. We said, you know, and that was one of the things. We just, it sort of turned us off about the whole place. That we didn't want to go to live there because we were used to going. Well, we did a lot of going to Lake Ontario. You know, and then there were things, and we never took you kids because it sort of changed hands or something. It changed, they had more, more junk in the water or what, but but we used to go. I mean, it was a regular thing. And we thought, well, you know, we liked the lake, why would we go down to the ocean? But because we couldn't do that, we said, you know.
Not worth it.
But I went around with the ladies and watched, the, you know, saw what they did and saw whatever he did in Bound Brook, New Jersey or something else.
Glad you ended up here.
Then we decided that maybe that coming to. Well, he had 8 or 10 job offers. I mean, it was at the time where there were a lot of people looking for people like that. So.
Well, you made a good choice, I think.
So I can, yeah. Can we just leave this?
Yeah. All right, so. Well, that's good. I think that's probably, that may be it. As the last question. So thanks, Mom. Anything more you'd want to add? Or
we can maybe another time.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll finish up here. Thanks. Signing off.
Should I just throw these out?